Thank you and good morning. Fortuna police arrested two men on drug and weapons charges after they received a call of an armed man inside a parked car at Rona Park. The call came in at about 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and the caller said they were walking through the park when they saw four men in a car and that one of them had a handgun. Police responded to the scene and ordered the four from the vehicle at gunpoint after the officer spotted a .38 caliber revolver in the lap of Fernando Martinez, a man well known to law enforcement and who had a felony warrant out in his name. Officers searched the four men and arrested Martinez for possession of the handgun as well as for possession of heroin. Officers also arrested 18-year-old Tristan Lewis, who was found with a semi-automatic handgun tucked into the waistband of his pants. He was booked for a concealed firearm. The County Department of Health and Human Services has been awarded national accreditation by the Public Health Accreditation Board, and it makes Humboldt County the first county in California to receive that honor. Public Health Director Susan Buckley said the accreditation will allow the department to streamline funding requests for a variety of public health services, including drug and alcohol treatment programs and suicide prevention. Buckley said that the Public Health Board recognized the department's close collaboration and authentic engagement with the community and that department staff should be proud. California Highway Patrol officers in Mendocino County were involved in a vehicle pursuit with a Eureka man after he failed to pull over for an officer who attempted a traffic stop as they were headed southbound on Highway 101 on Tuesday afternoon just south of Willits. The vehicle pursuit happened at normal speed, however, as officers witnessed 44-year-old Jesse Garcia of Eureka as he displayed obscene hand gestures at them but refused to pull over and just kept going at a leisurely pace. A spike strip was laid down in front of Coyote Valley Casino, but Garcia came to a stop before he ran over the strip. He then simply sat in his car and refused commands from officers, who eventually removed him from the vehicle and arrested him. Garcia was booked for refusal to comply. Impairment is not considered a factor. An autopsy has been scheduled for today on the body of an adult male who was found on the dunes in Manila by a woman out hiking on Christmas Day. The coroner has been able to identify the body and is in the process of notifying next of kin. No details regarding how the man died or ended up on the beach have been released. California Highway Patrol officers conducted a maximum enforcement period over the Christmas weekend aimed at removing dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways. Between Friday evening and midnight on Monday, CHP officers responded to 15 vehicle collisions. They also arrested 7 people on suspicion of DUI, and another enforcement period will be conducted this week for the New Year holiday. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
There are just a few days left in the 2016 year, and today we take a look back at some of the top stories that captured the headlines. In this segment, we look back at July. July brought us one of the most followed, if not the most followed, story of the year, after two teen girls, Faith Sarnas and Kia Kitchen, were hit and killed by a hit-and-run driver on Eel River Drive. It would later be determined that Kia's mother was suspected of being behind the wheel. She was booked and arraigned in September. Law enforcement officers from local agencies made the trip to Dallas for the funerals of police officers killed during a shooting incident in July, and the Hoopa Police Department was back in action after two new police officers were sworn in. The city of Eureka designated areas that could be used by the homeless for overnight sleeping, and the city's rapid rehousing effort coordinated with the county saw some 60 people find permanent lodging. Eureka man Charles Payton was sentenced to 11 years for voluntary manslaughter in the killing of Elliot Wallen over a money dispute. He also wounded a second man in that shooting. Residents from across the region stepped up to donate money for the needed medical treatment for a Trinity County Sheriff's Office canine unit who was stabbed during an eradication effort in July. And it was late in the month when search teams located the wreckage of a plane that crashed off the coast of Brookings on the night of the 4th. The bodies of a father and son, along with a family friend, would later be recovered. Those were just some of the top stories from July of this year. And that's the news on this Thursday morning.